Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Thank you, Dylan Cruz. That's sweet of you to say. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, brought to you as always by the law firm Condori and Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com and tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. What a great trip they just sponsored for us to Kansas City. Airbnb was fantastic. 10 rows up from midfield at Arrowhead Stadium. They could not have been more gracious. So thanks to those guys for sending the show on the road.
What a spectacular weekend it was. Obviously, everything but the score of the football game, but everything else leading up to it around.
Not order up a better football game for us.
I think actually they ordered it, but they were told no.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. I think they were like, hey, could you guys win? Like, make it more fun for us? But everything else was first class, man. So fun.
Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome onto the show, Washington Post columnist Barry Sferluga. We'll touch on multiple teams with Barry, but Barry, we got to start with the Washington Nationals. Who knew that would be the A topic today for us? They've got themselves a new manager. They're putting pen to paper with Blake Butera, who is just 33 years old. So a 35-year-old president brings in a 33-year-old skipper. What do you make of the out-of-the-box, pretty stunning hire today?
I had heard that they were close this whole week, but the only thing I heard was they're close and no one knew with who. And so, listen, I'm not going to tell you I had any idea. I never heard Blake Butera's name before today. But it did feel like they had steered or veered towards somebody out of the box. And that's fine. I mean, I've kind of said with this change, this, a pretty monumental shift from Mike Rizzo, who had been with the team since 2006 and been the GM since 2009, and Dave Martinez, who obviously won a World Series in the dugout. You don't make change to stay the same. And I think hiring Paul Toboni is step one in that, and empowering him to make, just kind of sweeping organizational overhaul is both jarring and refreshing. And that doesn't mean I'm endorsing the hiring of Blake Butera before I've heard a word out of his mouth. I mean, I'm sure he's an impressive person. And actually, Chelsea James, who's at the World Series, and I have been kind of bouncing, the name around, and the people who know him are super duper impressed. And I don't think you get a major league managerial job at age 33 without being really impressive. But I think it reflects, it has to reflect something of Toboni's evaluation of where the organization is at the major league level, because it, if you're hiring a 33-year-old first-time major league manager, it doesn't seem like you're swinging for the fences in free agency. Like, this is, if not a full rebuild, because you have James Wood and you have C.J. Abrams, and we'll see what it means for Mackenzie Gore's future. But Toboni isn't scarred by the last several years of losing that the fan base is. He's looking at this as like, let's take an honest evaluation of where is this franchise and what is needed. And I mean, I haven't talked to him about this yet, but it doesn't seem to me that if he's hiring a 33-year-old first-time major league manager who hasn't managed above A-ball and has a player development background, it just doesn't seem that he's like, okay, let's like sign the Max Scherzers of the world and put this thing together and we're making a run for it in 2026.
Yeah, Barry, it's that last point that I wanted to jump on. You already kind of touched on, but let's take out the shovel here. Like, ipso facto, like, what does that mean exactly? It seems to me you brought in a teacher. You brought in a player developer. 30-year-old free agents that cost $30 million a year don't need that as much. It seems to signal to me kind of their intention to, I don't want to say slow play it, but to maybe take their time.
Yeah, and Danny, I think there you can both take your time and have urgency simultaneously. Like, I don't think there's anything about Toboni that is going to be like, hey, we're just going to like lay waste to the next couple of years because and just like let people kind of wallow in mediocrity. I think what happened here, and it's really, really easy to say in retrospect, but I think it was apparent at the time was, and I hate to harp on the idea that like promoting Miguel Cairo when you make the monumental decision to can Davey Martinez is the end-all be-all, because it's not, it's a half a season. But they wasted a half a season because the minute he was hired, he said, you know, we kind of asked, what's going to be different about the way you are going to do things? And he said, nothing. That was an error. And so this is, I'm not saying that this decision has anything to do with that decision, but it's a real demarcation in no. The way things were done around here are not going to be done that way going forward. And I think, you know, whether it was Davey's fault or Cairo's fault or the coaching staff's fault or the front office's fault, like watching this team commit the same kind of stupid mental and physical, but mental mistakes over the past couple of years. Like, that's one thing to develop at the major league level. And I know a lot of old school baseball people lament that the fact that guys don't arrive ready to play fundamentally. Like, that's, I get that. But it's another thing to have those guys in the dugout, in the clubhouse, on the field pregame, doing the work and not having the work pay off. I kind of feel like, even if Paul Toboni knows none of that over, you know, 2023, 24, 25, like this is kind of a line in the sand. No. We are going to develop, and developing means eliminating some of the stupidity, base running, fielding, you know, taking pitches when you shouldn't, swinging at pitches when you shouldn't. All of that is, there's going to be an accountability. And that's, I'm saying that because, not because I know anything about Blake Butera, but because it seems like the decision-making by Paul Toboni would indicate that's the direction he's headed.
Barry's for Luga on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. The Nationals have a new manager being hired, 33-year-old Blake Butera from the Rays organization. So, Barry, I love the hiring. So this is not questioning it, but I am fascinated about this question, which is, how big of a risk is this? I mean, a 35-year-old president hiring a 33-year-old manager who has not managed above single A, like, I love the audaciousness of this hire, but how bold is this by Toboni?
It's bold, but it's not, I think the risk is minimal because, and, you know, we can debate the importance of a major league manager. I mean, that's a 3-hour barroom debate. And I'm not trying to diminish it, but I think if the guy proves not to have the leadership skills and the, you know, communication skills to run a clubhouse and have a cohesive unit, like, you can move on. Paul Toboni can move on from Blake Futera if he needs to, if it doesn't work out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Like, he doesn't have to be... they don't have to be tied at the hip in a way that I feel like Adam Peters and Dan Quinn kind of are, because Quinn is a more known commodity. Football's a little different than baseball. The coach is way more important than the manager. But one thing I'm fascinated to find out, and I'll be interested in how Toboni answers this question, is like, what does he feel like the role of the major league manager in the dugout is he an extension of the front office? And there are plenty of guys. Dave Roberts, like, good communicator, really good forward facing, character. But if you don't think the Dodgers front office is supplying him with a lot of information about what the lineup should be, who should face who and what inning, like how many times the starter should go through the lineup, like, you're wrong. Like, this is a collaborative thing. Some managers have more autonomy than others. I don't think Terry Francona in Cincinnati is like, oh yeah, whatever you guys nerds in the front office are doing is fine with me. I'll just follow your blueprint. But that'll be interesting to see where the Nationals fall in terms of that going forward. I mean, Paul Toboni comes from the Red Sox, who have done it a bunch of different ways during his tenure there. Alex Cora is a pretty prominent figure as the manager in that organization, but you know, he worked under Craig Breslow now and Dave Dombrowski in the past and Chaim Bloom. Like, he's seen it done a bunch of different ways. So I'm really curious about, hey man, like, what do you, this, you made this big hire and everybody thinks it's a big hire because big league manager, there's only 30 of those jobs. But how important is he and how empowered is he to make decisions lineup-wise, bullpen-wise, rotation-wise, matchup-wise, all of that stuff?
And I think, and Barry Sulugu with us here on G&D, I think that's the question, Barry. Is this just now, you know, a spreadsheet team where everything's predetermined? You know, you just read off of, okay, in the seventh inning, I will summon this player from the bullpen to face this collection of hitters, et cetera. Or do you think there's more autonomy there with a guy that's, you know, got some baseball bona fides, having come up through the minors and player development stuff, but, you know, hasn't made those kind of walks to the mound at the major league level yet? What do you think it says about the front office and their view of the manager?
You know, I think what they will say and I think they'll say it because it's true, is that this will be collaborative. Like, they're going to game plan, and they should game plan, and they should talk about stuff beforehand. But I remember, like, at the height of the Cubs, like, when they got really good in 2015, 2016, won World Series that year, and Joe Maddon was, like, a big figure in the dugout, and Theo Epstein was a big figure in the front office. Like, they had back and forths about, well, why did you leave Jake Arrieta in the game? That, well, I have to answer to the clubhouse, and he was dealing that night. Well, that's going to have an impact on him down the road. Like, those conversations should happen. I think, you know, if they're smart, and I think they probably are, they should say, like, this is a team effort, and the manager has autonomy in the seventh inning and whatever the situation is, but we're all going to be prepared for that moment. And then when we sit down and debrief afterwards, and the manager made a decision that the front office was like, ooh, raised eyebrows as we're sitting up here, up there, you know, along the first baseline, like, has a really thought out, you know, reason for why I did this that was a little bit against the game plan, because I was feeling the clubhouse, I was feeling the dugout, I had some information about health that we didn't have before the game. I think those are all going to be reasonable answers, and I'd be surprised if they didn't say, you know, I'd be shocked if Paul Toboni sat down and said, like, yes, the manager is just an extension of the front office and he's a puppet and we're going to run him. I'd also be surprised if they said he has complete autonomy to run innings 1 through 9 and we just provide him with the roster and he can do with it as he pleases. Like, that's not modern baseball.
Barry Sferluga in the Washington Post, writing Nats, Commanders, all things DC sports. We're going to hit football with him in a second. I'm going to wrap up our Nats discussion, though, without even a question. It's a comment, but 6 years ago today, they won the World Series. Six years ago. That's crazy to me. Oof. It feels like it's been 50.
I mean, I went through my camera roll because it, you know, you see some stuff on social, oh, this was the day, and like, I'm not big on like photos of myself because who needs to see my ugly mug, but like, you know, I went down to the field at Minute Maid Park afterwards, and like, you've already filed one story, but you got to get the good one, you know, ready afterwards. And I brought my laptop and just like, you know, taped interviews on the field and went back to the Nationals dugout, the visiting dugout, because it was the closest place. You could still get Wi-Fi from the press box. And like, people were snapping photos, and I'm sitting there like hammering out a column from the dugout while the celebration is going on. It's like such a cherished memory for me. Not, you know, whatever. It's like, I'm not like rooting for the team, but have a long history of covering it and understand the road to get there, not just from, oh, the failed playoff, you know, attempts in years prior, but from 2005 and being the Expos and playing at RFK and then opening the new stadium, losing 100 million games. And like, every time I see that stuff from October 30th, 2019, I'm kind of like, that was a thing, man. Like, I really, really, you know, stuff like the first player I saw on the field was Ryan Zimmerman, who, you know, I covered when he was drafted. And it's like, okay, we're going to shake hands here because I'm not celebrating with you, but there's a lot in that handshake. Like, so anyway, just like, it's funny you bring that up, Grant, because I do, when all those social media things come up on this date, since that happened, it's just a reminder that like, wow, wouldn't it be really, really cool if the baseball team were good again? And like, we could cover it in October, not because I'm rooting for them, but because that stuff is really, really, really fun.
So fun. It's all I've thought about watching this fun October run for the Dodgers and the Brewers and obviously the Blue Jays and everybody else. With each of these ballpark scenes and everyone going crazy. You're like, we had that in D.C.
And it was a long time ago.
It feels like.
But it was us.
Yes, it was. Absolutely. It was Washington, D.C., and we had that. All right, Commanders, a year ago, things went their way. I mean, they went 12-5, and it was a magical carpet ride, and Daniels played like an MVP, and they were on their way. NFC Championship game. It feels like this is just the antithesis in every way of last year. Do you think this is more a good team besieged by injuries, or do you think this is a reality check that they are a long ways away?
I think the former. Like, I just don't think they're this bad. And I've said this, you know, I don't know, on the Junkies or B. Mitch and Finley, whatever. Like, so much feels different if Jaden had held onto the ball against Chicago. Like, it doesn't feel, and I'm not blaming him. Like, he's not the reason that they're at this point. But if that exchange with him and Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt is completed, and even if they lose yards there, but they're going to run out the clock. Like, they're not 3-6, they're 4-5. And I know it's only one game, but that feels way less like the sky is falling. I'm not going to abandon my assessment of, like, Adam Peters as a really good kind of evaluator of talent and just organization builder leader type. And I'm not going to, I was not for the Dan Quinn hiring. I thought they should have hired an offensive guy when you're drafting a quarterback, et cetera. But I'm not going to just, like, in 8 weeks be like, oh, I don't think he can connect with players anymore. Like, that's not the issue. I think they've been dealt an awful injury hand. And McLaurin is the lead candidate there, but I would go to, like, I mean, no one nationally is ever going to talk about Dietrich Wise being a big loss for this team. Like, that guy was going to play good football and be a big part of what they did. And to lose him in week two is a big deal. And crying about that will get you nowhere, but it's also a reality. I think, and, you know, this was not an original thought. I wrote this before the season. Like, it was very, very easy to see that they could be a better team and have a worse record just because of the schedule and health and all the close games they won last year. I think the surprising part is they have a worse record and they are a worse team. And that's because Jaden hasn't played all the time, because Terry was hurt, because there's been injuries. You know, even go to the, like, fourth down stuff. They were historically good on fourth down last year. Like, it just hasn't broken their way. I am not willing to stand here now, you know, going into week 9, and say that's all broken because, you know, everything is set back because the record is what it is. I think the fundamentals and the processes are right there for them, that they're doing it better than they have at any point since, Grant, you and I have been covering this for, you know, whatever, 15 years. But the injuries and everything, the circumstances have led them to a spot that looks like they're on the precipice. I think they're on the precipice of this season. I don't think they're on the precipice as an organization.
Barry, awesome to catch up with you as always, man. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Check out Barry's work. I'm sure he'll have something coming on the new manager of the Washington Nationals in the Washington Post. Always does a great job writing baseball, covering all things D.C. sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.